You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Hey, y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Welcome to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where we give you their sports talk in layman's terms. We can get raw up in here, so if you like sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. Alright, let's get to it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are the Brothers Layman, your co-host for this show, Chris.
And Jonathan, what is going on, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah, man, we back. Hopefully Skype do us good this time.
Yeah, I hope so. So far, so good. Knock on wood and hope that it keeps on going. But, hey, life is good. Life is grand. Life is moving in the right direction. You know, first of all, I want to thank everybody out there for the fatherly wishes and the congratulatory messages. It was all appreciated. I thank you guys very much. It feels damn good to be a dad very soon. I got to clean up this damn room because there's going to be a little person. I needed some space. So I do have some work ahead of me, but at the same time, I know it's going to be good times.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, man, it's going to be fun, man. Great challenge. I love it. All the other fathers I know who enjoy it wouldn't trade it for the world.
I bet. I'm just waiting for that immediate connection with my son. I can't wait for it.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. All that will come over time.
Yeah.
Man, it's crazy. I know you had a Winston week. I'll let y'all know ahead of time because y'all know I keep it real. I ended up catching this little thing called Bell palsy. Basically, I got a nerve in my face that's making it difficult. Basically, one side of my face don't really move. So if you hear the way I'm talking, it sounds like I'm Sylvester the Cat. Or I got a lisp or something. That's what it is. Hopefully, in a couple weeks or so, things will get better. My wife, we're making a sad face. She been taking care of me.
Hey, I know she has. Sister-in-law does a good job, and I know you're gonna be feeling better. This thing will pass, and you'll be back to normal.
Oh yeah, it's just being uncomfortable. That's all. You know, I'm still doing the thing. I mean, come on, we got what? Damn, have back-to-back drafts, NFL season starting Thursday, college football season done started. Mm-hmm. Football is here. No, I'm thinking about that. Are you injured or are you hurt? I ain't injured. Well,
yep.
Get the fuck out there then. I'm like,
yep.
We still got stuff to talk about. I can't sit on the sidelines and chill. We got to get into this. So y'all know it's that time. If y'all want to hit us up, you want to talk any sports, comments, feedback, any of that good old stuff, you can hit us up via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. Voicemail 323-455-4219. Twitter @BrothersLayman. You can see reviews on iTunes and Stitcher under the Black Is Network. You can always get at us at the website blackisonline.com.
Hey, any questions, any comments, whatever y'all want to dish out to us, just let us know. We will definitely get back at you. And you know that's right. Holla!
That's right. All right, so we got a voicemail and a review.
Nice. Oh, we got a review. Holla.
So let's start with
that's what I want to hear. Keep them coming, folks.
I'm saying. All right, let me actually start with that. Let's start with that. Got an iTunes review, 5 stars. Talk sports in layman's terms.
I like that.
Excellent sports show that covers all the major sports and most of the minor ones also. One half is laid back. The other half is very passionate. It blends with great effectiveness. Do not miss the football preview show. It is the best out there, including the so-called pros. As a huge football fan, I only listen to the brothers as I find them spot on. The break, turn my headphones up on the network, also provide excellent content for commentary and music respectively. Tune in and enjoy Mama G.
Appreciate that, Mama G. Hey, I like that. Hey, if y'all want that real sports talk, I'm just saying, there's only one place to go. We give it to you real. We some intelligent brothers that, honestly, we do know what we talking about, folks. Let's keep it 100. We ain't some guys who just throwing out opinions all day. We do dissect things and know exactly what we're talking about when it comes to sports. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just saying.
Yeah, we do. We do our homework. We ain't experts, but we know our stuff and enjoy talking about it and giving it to you.
Exactly. Yes. We going to keep it real always.
So, yeah, shout out, Mama G.
Shout out. And shout out to Mama G for her stint on the Versus episode that was just released. Hey, did 60s music. Oh, my God. Took me back. Took me back.
Yeah, I'm going to have to listen to that. I know it's good.
Oh, it's excellent. Very good. Very funny. Her and Spirit did a great job together. I mean, oh, man. God, man. These music episodes have been awesome.
Yeah, we've been telling you. I've been on it. KC been on it. I know Jonathan will have one soon.
Get on there soon.
Make sure you checking out G-Spot Podcast Network. That's fam.
Yep, absolutely.
And only a couple months for the Hoopla going to get back in.
They need to, man. I'm like, what's going on? I know it's their dead time, though. Spirit, like, what?
What we talking about?
We ain't talking about football now.
He don't feel like talking about the Durantula. You don't want to talk about him.
Oh, I'm going to get on him, too, in my awards.
Even more.
He's doing too much.
But yes, man, keep him coming. iTunes, Stitcher. Let everybody know what you think of the show.
Absolutely. Much appreciated.
And now we got one voicemail from the homie Kmart.
Hey, Kmart, what's happening? I just talked to him on Twitter. For sure.
Let's see what he got to say.
Brothers, brothers, brothers. Man, the slander is real over here. Man, this is your boy Kmart. Man, I was calling to chime in about all the slander and the dirt that was dished at my Philadelphia Eagles last week. Man. But to be honest with you, I actually do believe the slander was warranted. And that's predominantly due to Chip Kelly and his fuckery when he became GM in, I think, 2014. I think, yeah, he let players like DeSean Jackson go, McCoy go, even let Jeremy Maclin walk out the door as a free agent. Honestly, I'll even take a step further. I blame that Pee Wee Herman looking ass GM of ours, Howie Roseman, who initially brought Chip Kelly to Philadelphia and ended up getting his title taken. So a big fuck you to Chip Kelly. And also, I'm pretty sure a lot of people have forgotten Chip actually declined the job at first. But once them sanctions came down by the NCAA to Oregon, all of a sudden, oh, I want the job. I want the position. This is where I wanted to be. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. Now, in regards to the 2016 season, I do think we're going to struggle, basically due to the fact that no one on offense scares us. We got our check down Charlie quarterback, a.k.a. Sleeves, a.k.a. Bradford. We got Carson Wentz sitting in the dugout. I mean, he's pretty much on red shirt count this year.
Anymore.
So we won't even know if the investment that we put in for him will be worth it. So it's going to take a couple years for that. I do like the Dorian Green Beckham trade. I think that actually fills a little bit of the hole that was left. The only decent position that we have really covered is the tight end and some of the parts on the O line. The defense, though, I think the defense could be a top 10. We do have a solid front seven. The only issues really is the corners with Nolan Carroll and Leota McKelvin starting. not really too impressed with that lineup. Dez, ODB, Jackson, Pierre Garçon, man, they are going to light that ass up, gosh. We haven't really had any solid corners probably since the Sheldon Brown, Lito Shepard, and maybe the Asante Ooh. Samuel days.
Ooh.
You can even take it back to the Troy Vincent and Bobby Taylor. Do I think we're in the division? I really don't know. I think the defense can keep us in some games, maybe even win a game or two. But honestly, I think it's going to come down to possibly Big B's Washington Redskins. Oh, gosh. And the New York Giants. Dallas, who gives a damn about them? And us, man. Right now, we'll be playing for third and fourth place. Man, that's depressing. But I will say this, though. Anything close to 6 to 7 wins and higher, I would consider definitely a successful season. Doug Peterson definitely would have to be in the mention for Coach of the Year because he literally made chicken salad out of chicken shit. But anyway, fellas, great show. I do want to give out my little predictions just like you guys did. Like I said, Eagles and the Skins and Giants possibly for the NFC East, and New England wins the East as well. Anyway, guys, great show as always. Peace out.
Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate that, Kmart. Hey, man. Thank you for keeping it so 100 and being an honest fan. Not one of these fans was just like, yeah, my team going to be this and be that. He's like, hey, we're going to struggle. So appreciate your honesty. And, yeah, it's probably going to – I mean, the defense I think could be good. You got Jim Schwartz. They're, Jim Schwartz always does a good job wherever he goes as far as defensively. You got some good pieces out there. Yeah, Leotis McKelvin. I mean, the dude was a damn nickel slot back, slot corner with Buffalo, so I don't know about him starting at one of the outside spots because he's small, too. He's like 5'9", 5'10". And nowadays, receivers are like 6'4". Please, just throw the ball in the air. I mean, Nolan Carroll, whatever. So, I mean, they'll be all right. Now with Bradford being traded and Carson Wentz being the guy, it's going to be a long season.
I can't wait to hear his thoughts on this. God, they haven't won everybody. I think with our last show, too, I think we did that. We got more to speak on that.
Yep. And then, yeah, I do agree, though, with Chip Kelly. Chip Kelly bombed that team. I said that shit like years ago when he traded off all those guys. And again, I'm going to repeat it again, kept the worst wide receiver in a starting receiver I have ever seen in Riley Cooper. Kept him in that lineup for 2 years. It finally took a new regime to get that nigga the fuck out of there. And as you can see, he ain't been picked up since. I mean, I'm just saying. So I'm Chip Kelly. He screwed up Philly. God help him in San Francisco. So we'll see what's going on.
Yeah, we'll give our thoughts on that. Yeah, it's... Ooh, that's bad. Look, you didn't want to keep Sean Jackson. Okay, you could have handled it better. You didn't need to trade LeSean McCoy.
Nope.
You did not.
It seemed like they made no effort to re-sign Jeremy Maclin.
Yeah, Jeremy Maclin was just like a damn brain fart. Like, at least try. Yeah. You got to give. Clearly, he ain't worth top five money, but dude has some talent.
Exactly. So, I mean, as you can see, he's doing well with Kansas City.
Mm-hmm. That's nuts. But appreciate that, man. Yeah, we are getting the final rounds of division previews over here on the West.
With the defending champions.
Oh, yeah. Somebody hype out here. AFC West, NFC West. Some good teams, good defenses. But we're gonna start over here with this boy over here. We're gonna start off with the AFC.
Oh Lord.
So last year, Denver Broncos went 12-4.
Yes, we did.
As the 2015 Super Bowl champions. Let me just repeat it again.
Yes! Yes! Oh, yeah! Can you feel that, buddy? Huh? Huh? Huh?
have exorcised the demons. This house is clear.
I had to give it to you.
I love it. I love it. I feel so good right now. It just makes me feel good. This is one of the last times I'm going to be able to just boast like this. Like, yeah, Super Bowl 50, you ain't never going to forget it.
Nah, man, they handled the business.
Business, baby. One of the best defenses of all time.
You know, they coming back. You got Kansas City finished at a close 11-5, nipping on them heels the whole way. I mean, if we don't see what they do. Raiders, 7-9. You know, pretty good. I would say that was very nice. Seen some flashes. You know, from a lot of Raider fans I've been hearing, they're expecting big things.
They expecting really big things, but we'll get into that.
And at the bottom, who finished out, San Diego Chargers, injuries just slapped them in the face, finished 4-12. 0-6 in the division. 1-7 on the road. Oh, my God.
Lord.
So, you know, on our way up, we start and work our way up.
I mean, with this team, we start down the road in San Diego.
Yeah, still in San Diego for the moment.
Hoping to still finishing last for the moment.
I mean, of course, you got the mainstays, Phillip Rivers, one of the best out there.
Yeah,
he's not elite, but he is on that second tier. Yeah. Continues to get it done, does what he has to do to get this team wins. You know, you still got Keenan Allen, Antonio Gates, veteran still there.
You know, still got Danny Woodhead, Melvin Gordon. I expect to have a bounce back year. He had a kind of a dud year as a first round rookie running back, but he did. You know, it's hard sometimes for rookies to just bounce right in. But I expect him to have a bounce back year this year. It kind of hurt with them losing Stevie Johnson early on.
Oh my God, that's
gonna hurt. They do have Travis Benjamin, who's going to slide into that deep threat role, similar to what Malcolm Floyd used to do with the team. So we'll see if that can lead to some big plays for them. I mean, their question is going to be the offensive line and defense, because their O-line was in shambles last year. Was in shambles. And, I mean, they didn't really make any massive improvements. I mean, you still got Orlando Franklin, DJ Fluker still on their team. But I mean, overall, they haven't really made too many big time adjustments to the team defensively. Ooh, it's ugly.
Yeah, the only thing that's good after we got off the show 2 days later, they did finally agree with the number 3 overall pick, Joey Bosa. 4-year, $26 million, 17 guaranteed. I mean, good. I'm glad he's in. You got past it. Got over themselves, got it done. However, maybe about second half of the season, you can really make an impact. I mean, he's missed all of training camp.
Yeah, and it came out that he's a little nicked up already. See. It's like, I guess, you know, got some tightness in his hamstrings or whatever the case may be. So, I mean, you know, it's going to take some time for him to work his way into football shape like that. I mean, you still got Manti Te'o, I guess. I mean, they got this kid Perriman that they drafted last year. I mean, you still got Melvin Ingram. I mean, they've got some pieces. You still got Corey Lugent up front. It's okay. The back end of their team, they lost Eric Weddle, which was a huge loss.
Yeah, that was
bad. That was huge, and the disrespect shown to him when he was leaving, he was pissed. Like, he shitted on that franchise. So
didn't he go to a division rival?
He went to Baltimore. But I mean, this ain't the first time a veteran has kind of got into it with their management. So, you know, their management kind of speaks for themselves.
Yeah,
they didn't really do anything to replace Eric Weddle. So again, that's going to be a big loss for them. Cornerback wise, I think they still got Brandon Flowers, which again is, yeah, I mean, he's okay. You got Jason Verrett, but again, both of them are like 5'9". So with these receivers who keep getting taller, I mean, all you really got to do is chuck the ball in the air for some of these guys. So I'm not expecting big things out of San Diego this year.
No, it's just tough because, I mean, there's three teams ahead of them that are really good. that can all and maybe all will finish above 500. In San Diego, I don't know if that's going to happen. Schedule-wise, they start off at Kansas City. Then you got versus Jacksonville at Indianapolis versus New Orleans, week 5 at Oakland, week 6 versus Denver, week 7 versus Atlanta. Look like they at the NFC South. Week 8 at Denver, week 9 Tennessee, week 10 Miami. They'll bye week 11. Then you got at Houston, at Tampa Bay, at Carolina, Oakland, and Cleveland, Kansas City. So it ain't – I got some winnable games in there, but I'm almost like you get to week 3. You got Colts, Saints, Raiders, Broncos, Falcons, Broncos. Yeah, that's
a tough little stretch.
Yeah. You can hope they go – hope for them they go 2-0 to start because that's a rough period.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's – don't have high expectations for y'all.
Exactly.
I don't. It's you know, everything got its up and downs. You got to kind of go from, you know, you looking from the bottom.
Yeah.
And then moving on to y'all Raider fans. Man, I can hear you. I hear you, Baylor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Baylor's going to love what I got to say.
Mr. CEO,
LJ.
You know, it's funny. We had at this picnic, I asked, and I hadn't shared it with Jonathan. I asked a couple of them who were Raider fans, longtime Raider fans I know from high school. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey, what's up? What y'all think? How y'all Raiders going to do this year?
How many of them were realistic and honest?
Both of them, the two things I add, minimum 10 wins. Minimum 10 wins, win in the division.
Okay. All right.
That's what, and they were like, minimum 10 wins. I'm like, okay.
Okay.
That's some high prediction. But, you know, they on the way up.
They on the up and up, and I agree. They are on the up and up.
You know, and of course you got to start that quarterback situation. Great, Derek Carr. This is year 3 for him.
Says
okay, big time this step up.
Yep, this is his time to shine and show what he got.
Is this year 3 for Latavius Murray as well?
I believe so.
You got that. Amari Cooper back full
Cooper,
year.
Cooper still got Crabtree.
Yeah, Crabtree. Like. He was getting mad. He was getting picked high as hell in fantasy.
He balled last year.
Damn,
he balled last year.
Yeah, he did. I'd have given that.
He just got to stay healthy.
Yeah.
I mean, they got Clive Wofford at tight end. I do like their offensive line. You got Donald Penn, you know, got some really good players up there. Gabe Jackson, a lot of these guys. Defensively, you know, still got the Mack truck who just rolling through offensive lines, man, running them
all
over.
All pro two positions, that's nuts.
He's Von Miller 2.0. I'm telling you. That is Von Miller next. That is Von Miller 2.0 right there.
Yeah,
you still got Dan Williams on that defensive line. You know, so you got Bruce Irvin in the backfield. You know, a lot of pieces. Again, I still my only questions, and I have told Raider fans this, my only questions are the defensive backfield, you know, and specifically the cornerback position. I'm not sold on TJ Carey. I'm not sold on DJ Hayden. You know, John Smith. I mean, Sean Smith's pretty good, but David Emerson, I mean, he was waived by the Redskins, bounced over to the Raiders, and had a pretty good year. But again, I got to see you duplicate that. I don't know. Like, again, there's a reason you were waived. So, I mean, I'm serious. I mean, I got to look at things like that. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, you came in, you played well. That's all good and dandy. You know, let's see if you can do it again. So we'll see. Their safeties, I do like. They got Reggie Nelson, who was really good with the Bengals last year, and they added Carl Joseph in the draft, big time hitter. I like what they're doing. I like the direction they're going in. I'm not gonna go as far as say at minimum 10 wins.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to be a little bit of a stretch, but I think 9-7. is very realistic for the Raiders this year. I mean, you know, I think they're gonna surprise some people and show just how much they've grown and how good they've come along. But again, with higher expectations comes more pressure.
Yeah.
So David Carr and these guys, they have a lot more pressure on themselves to do well this year. So we'll see if they can take those next steps.
Yeah, we'll see. They come right out the box at New Orleans.
Oh. Okay. I mean, hey, that is a test because if they can't tear apart that New Orleans defense, we got a problem.
Yep. And they play versus Atlanta, at Tennessee, at Baltimore, versus San Diego, versus Kansas City, at Jacksonville, at Tampa Bay, and then versus Denver before their Week 10 bye.
That's a nice little that's a test right there. That whole stretch, that's a nice test for them. Tough road games thrown in there. That's going to be oof.
Yep, and then they got after that, Week 11 versus Houston, versus Carolina, versus Buffalo, at Kansas City, at San Diego. Week 16 versus Indy and end at Denver.
Oh my God, I can't wait for that game.
So this ain't no slouch schedule.
I was about to say, this ain't an easy peasy schedule for y'all. No, so
this is a test. Now, I do agree that expectations, you should be expecting at least 500.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying.
If you go under 500, it's a problem.
Yeah, if you guys end up like 7-9 or less than that, that's an underachieving season.
Yeah, but y'all got I'm be watching, man.
I expect the Raiders better be fighting for playoff spots come December, January.
Hey, man, the league is watching. Las Vegas, Nevada, watching.
Yep, because if y'all start winning games, you damn right Vegas gonna be like, come on in.
Mm-hmm.
We want winners because y'all draw money.
Yep. And that's that Raider brand.
I'm just saying.
Them crazy ass fans. See, I'm looking forward to it, man. I want to see what y'all got this season.
Yeah.
You know, still gotta try to compete. Next up, Kansas City Chiefs. They just seem to get it done. Because you just like, what y'all scoring with? Because Alex Smith is okay, serviceable, will not cost you games, but he's not going to have a ton of games where he's going to win them for you.
Mm-hmm.
Running back situation, I mean, yeah, Jamal Charles, when healthy, top five back, underlined, when healthy. Right now, he is not expected to even start week one.
Mm.
That's for Spencer Ware. I don't know how fools deal the draft with that. Like, you still got Macklin, Travis Kelce. Hopefully, we'll get more touches.
As he should.
He's been getting, because this thing of not being able to get in the end zone, you know, with passing touchdowns is a problem. In a passing league, that is can't happen. Yeah. You know that they lean on their defense a lot. I mean, that's what got them where they are.
It's that bread and butter. Mm-hmm. Still got the Poe in the middle. I mean, you still got Tom Bahali, but even he's coming in a little banged up. Justin Houston, he's on the PUP list, so he ain't coming back till week 8.
Mm.
So that's a big loss for them.
Yeah.
Marcus Peters did establish himself as one of the better young cornerbacks in the league last year. He balled last year. You still got Eric Berry back there laying Derek hits Johnson. On cats.
Yeah, you got it. Yep.
Got Derek Johnson. They still got a good team.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever reason, I expect them to take a step back this year.
Mm.
I don't know if it's because, you know, some of their star players are a little banged up coming in. Jamal Charles, Tom Bahali, Justin Houston. I mean, even Eric Berry, he held out pretty much all the training camp, so he's still got to work his way into shape as well. They still really don't have another weapon opposite Jeremy Maclin. I mean, I know you got Kelce, but, you know, you kind of need a little bit more. Another weapon out there on the other side. So I just don't know. As much as they've been able to kind of get it done for the most part, I don't know if this year they'll be able to pull that off. I think I'll get into where I rank everybody, but yeah, I think they're going to take a step back this season.
Okay. Yeah, the injuries are a factor, and it's just, as a fan base, how hype can you get? You don't know. They get into the playoffs, and it's kind of like, we'll just be okay.
Yeah, that's how it feels. That's exactly how it feels.
No, you can't have too many okay seasons when you got a great coach like Andy Reid on his potential. You got to do something.
Yep.
And so for them, they start off week one versus San Diego, at Houston versus the Jets, at Pittsburgh, and in an early bye week 5.
And oh, then, I hate those.
Yeah, I do too. And then at Oakland versus New Orleans, at Indy versus Jacksonville, at Carolina versus Tampa Bay, at Denver, at Atlanta, versus Oakland, versus Tennessee, versus Denver, and then finish at San Diego. Mm. So they don't, after they bye, I mean, they're never at home like 2 straight weeks until week 14.
Yeah, it's just back and forth. That's a lot to do. That's a lot of traveling.
That is a lot of traveling. And, you know, that could come back to hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, not bye. So, yeah, it's going to be tough. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, they're a good team. These teams that they are playing, they can beat them, but they got some serious work ahead of them for sure.
Absolutely.
That's going to be interesting. And finally, let's talk about your Denver Broncos.
The defending champion, Denver Broncos. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, look, I'm going to be so realistic with my team this year. We're not going to be 12-4 again. We're going to take a little bit of a step back. I mean, due to more so Peyton's leadership and knowledge of the game more than anything. From the quarterback position, I know everybody is hooting and hollering about, oh, y'all ain't doing nothing this year because you ain't have a core, you ain't got no quarterback, and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, we didn't have a quarterback last year. So what's the difference? I mean, Trevor Siemian, like I told Chris, I was like, he, to me, was the wild card of the group, whereas Paxton Lynch, I prefer him to sit the whole year. Mark Sanchez's butt fumble, you kind of knew what you were getting with that.
We don't know what Trevor – It was his job to lose. He lost it.
And he lost it. He lost it in that second game, preseason game, where he fumbled on back-to-back occasions. That was it. After that, it was like, dude, just get out of here. Trevor Siemian, granted, he threw a pick, whatever, but you could just see the kid just has something about him. He has some kind of confidence about him, comes back, and, you know, in the third preseason game, throws a pick, comes back again, throws a touchdown. The one benefit that he does have coming into this season that nobody's really mentioned is that this is his second year in Gary Kubiak's system. It's not like he's a brand new quarterback who wasn't in the system last year. So he does at least have a good grasp of what the system requires, what he needs to do. All we really need him to do is just manage the game. And expectations are low for him, so that kind of works in his advantage, because, you know, if he doesn't play well, people are just gonna be like, "Whoa, we figured."
Yeah.
So I mean, we'll see. I think CJ Anderson's gonna have a huge year this year. Him and Devontae Booker, they're gonna bounce off each other very well.
Because him and gone, right? Y'all cut it. Y'all wait. Got rid of Ronnie.
Him's gone. just couldn't cut it. You still got DT. You still got Emmanuel Sanders out there. So, again, still got weapons. Mm-hmm. I think Virgil Green's going to be pretty good at the tight end position. Just solid. Nothing spectacular or anything like that. The O-line, I'm kind of worried, but I'm, you know, considering what we went through last year with the injuries and everything, the O-line is looking actually pretty good. Throughout the preseason and we're able to open up some holes and things like that. So that was encouraging. I mean, defensively, I don't even really need to say much. The defense, I still expect to be one of the elite defenses in the NFL. I know people are like, but you lost. We lost 2 starters out of 11. We still got 9 starters coming back. All dudes still got, you know, again, second year in Wade Phillips' system. these guys won't have to think as much. They can just fly and react and just play. Von Miller, I expect a beast. DeMarcus Ware is going to be on a snap count a little bit. He's getting up there in age, so that means Shane Ray's got to step up and do his part. Brandon Marshall going to ball again at the linebacker spot. I expect nothing less. The defensive backfield, I mean, Tlaib, Roby, Chris Harris, T.J. Ward, Darian Stewart laying smackdowns on cats. It's just nothing. I'm just ready for this season. Let's go. I'm just ready. I'm so ready for this season.
Yeah, I expect Denver's defense to still be stout. Now, I'm not expecting, you know, all NFL like last season. Last season, you know, last season was last season. And they they put themselves in the conversation of best defenses ever with that season. But that was last season.
That was last season.
So, yeah, this season, let's see what y'all got.
You already know about Thursday night, Carolina. Yeah. Boom, bam, bow. Let's go rematch.
Yeah, it's somewhat of a rematch, but not really. It's different.
Yeah.
Even you had even Greg, I was like, this is not a rematch of the Super Bowl. This is a week one game.
Yeah, Ron Rivera said the same.
Yeah, as they should.
Because, I mean, like, they're different teams. I mean, Josh Norman ain't there. No, Malik Jackson is gone from our team. Danny Trevathan gone from our team. They starting two rookie cornerbacks.
Yeah, and it's like if you win, they beat Denver. It's like, oh, what? We just won week one.
Yeah.
That don't mean nothing. It just means we got one win in our pocket. You got that. Then you got versus Indianapolis, at Cincinnati, at Tampa Bay, versus Atlanta, at San Diego, versus Houston, versus San Diego, at Oakland, at New Orleans, which is your week 11 bye. Hopefully y'all can get it there. And then you got week 12 versus Kansas City, at Jacksonville, at Tennessee. As usual, week 15 New versus England. New England.
Make of course.
The, yeah, I'm like, oh. And then of at course. Kansas City. And then, of course, like I said, week 17 versus Oakland.
Oh, I can't wait.
You know, it's a little heavy in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, first half of the season, but if you go in strong into the bye, you know, I like the chances. The last 3 weeks is going to be the thing to really lock it up with the New England, Kansas City, Oakland. That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
What are your predictions for this division?
All right, I'm going with some bold predictions here, folks. So I got San Diego bringing up the rear. I don't expect, you know, much of them. But I expect it to be pretty much a three-way race for the division crown. I expect Kansas City to come in third. I think Oakland will be right there behind Denver. I see Denver finishing around 10-6. I think Oakland will be right behind them at like 9-7. So I think it's going to be a real tight race for the division crown. I think Denver's going to come up and prevail and take that. I think Trevor Siemian is going to surprise people a little bit. I don't think he's going to wow people, but I just think he'll be solid. If not, you know, he's just going to be a solid dude. Average quarterback. It's all we really need him to do. Kansas City, with their injuries, and again, with Justin Houston missing like the first half of the year, that's a big loss, because then he's got to come in, he's got to get back into football mode. That's a lot. So I'm not sure. Jamal Charles is a little banged up coming into the season, so we don't know. So again, just a lot of question marks with the team, and again, San Diego, not expecting much.
Okay. Yeah, I'm with you most of it. I think San Diego, maybe 6 wins, if possible, maybe. But they're going to be around between 4-6, bringing up the rear.
Yep.
I do think it's a 3-team race. I could see Oakland and Kansas City tying. It is really, I think, if you can get 10-11 wins, you can win this division.
Mm-hmm.
I do think Broncos, I mean, yeah, having Peyton Manning's leadership and calmness in the back will be missed. And with some of the loss, that may cost them a couple wins. So not as dominant. Yeah, I'm at 10-11. You can see them holding it out. Oakland pushing right there by 9-10 wins. Maybe get in a spot, maybe.
Maybe a wild card.
Mm-hmm. Fighting off Kansas City. You know, and then we'll go from there. But, yeah, this should be an exciting race in this division for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you know, I don't know if you're going to have the same luck as last year, so I will give you one last ride off before I bury it with the season.
Looking good, Billy Ray.
Feeling good, Lewis.
Feeling good, Lewis. Hey. And for Raider fans out there who want to get upset, I was fair. I wasn't like Denver going to smash them and all this. I kept it very close. I gave y'all 9 wins. I gave Denver 10. So it ain't like I just smashed y'all. So.
Okay. So now here's a good question.
Killed me too much.
In the matchups, how's the matchups going? What you think? Just off top, what you think? Split? You winning both?
For the Raiders, I think we'll split. I think we'll win on each other's home field. Mm. I mean, I think the teams will win on their home field.
Okay.
I think we'll lose at Oakland. I think Oakland will lose at Denver.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I read your tweet, Baylor.
I mean, I know Raider fans are just like, oh, we winning. We sweeping. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, whatever you want to say. Whatever y'all want to call it. It was luck last year, blah, 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 blah. Who won the Super Bowl? That's all I'm going to say. Who won the Super Bowl? Last year was last year, right? We worried about this season.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's that blood between Raiders and and Broncos fans.
And that orange and blue.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
I
can't wait.
It's going to get brought. All right, let's move on to the NFC West. Very interesting as well. Mm-hmm. Last year, Arizona Cardinals, 13-3, came very close to getting to that Super Bowl. I mean, they coming back again, strong favorites. I mean, there's a lot of expectation for this team. 7-1 on the road last season. Wow. 10-2 in the conference. I mean, they got sights set on the Super Bowl for sure. Right behind them, Seattle Seahawks finished 10-6. Ain't no slouch. Russell Wilson back. He's married, which means he's probably finally got that nut off. He should feel good. You know, unfortunately, no more beast mode. Sad to see that happening. But Seattle's still in the mix. Still got the pieces to get it done. St. Louis Rams, 7-9.
Nope.
As
you
last
said it
year,
wrong.
Well, that was as of last year.
Oh, okay.
So now they are officially the LA Rams.
Thank you very much.
Everything. But yes, we'll see how they do. I know they lost a couple pieces, but it's a new city, new expectations right down the street.
Same results.
Mm-hmm. And then you got finished off was 5-11 San Francisco 49ers. Ugh. I mean, things just kept turning for the worst. With them, I know a lot of talk is on what the backup quarterback has been doing before the game has started. But we're not going to be talking about all that right now.
Nah.
We're going to be talking about the play on the field led by Kmart's former head coach, Chip Kelly, is in the yay.
Yeah, and he's rolling with Blaine Gabbert.
Mm. Going with Blaine Gabbert, starting quarterback.
Former Jacksonville Jaguar.
Yeah, they having a, and you don't really know what to expect. I mean, Carlos.
Oh, I know what to expect. Garbage.
Oh,
terrible play. That's what I expect.
Do you look at?
I
nothing,
mean, look, man. Look at their team.
Nothing pops out.
That's what I'm saying. You got Blaine Gabbert. You got Carlos Hyde, who can't never stay healthy. who you got a receiver? Torrey Smith. Oh God, Mr. Dropsies. Then you got Bruce Ellington. Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever. Tight end wise, Vance McDonald. Come on, man. I mean, just that's whatever. Your offensive line is whatever. I mean, it's a suspect offensive line. Again, it's just nothing pops off the screen to you. And then go to the defensive side. The one decent defensive player you got. Good one. You got Navarro Bowman, who I like.
Yes.
You got Eric Reed, who's pretty good, and who I did appreciate kneeling with Kaepernick. I mean, besides that, you ain't got nothing else. There's nothing else on that team defensively that I'm like, ah, they're good. Nah. I mean, you got Eric Armstead, who's in his second year. You got DeForest Buckner, who they drafted this year. You know, we'll see what those guys, young guys, can do, both out of Oregon. Play for Chip Kelly, so we'll see what he can get out of them. It's just, it's, and it's Chip Kelly.
Yeah.
With Wack in Philly, I expect the same results here.
Yeah, is he going to be hard-nosed? Is he going to figure it out? What? Don't know what Chip Kelly's going to do. He needs to stop the bleeding of this franchise, because after everything that went down with Harbaugh, I mean, it's just guys leaving, getting gone, hurt, whatever. That once former Super Bowl contending team has just fallen. So Chip Kelly, hopefully he can stop the bleeding and maybe start an uptick. He needs it as well. Not only the franchise, he needs it, because even your boy Jerry Rice was like, I don't see it.
Well, there's nothing there to work with, so that doesn't help his cause. And I mean, if you want to be perfectly honest, Colin Kaepernick fixes offense better than Blaine Gabbert.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there was all that talk of what they're gonna do with Kaepernick. I don't know. You better hold him, trade him, or something.
Mm-hmm.
But for them, start off the season versus Los Angeles, and then at Carolina, at Seattle,
lost and a loss.
Versus Dallas, versus Arizona, at Buffalo, lost versus Tampa Bay. So,
loss, maybe.
Smacking you right out the gate, week eight bye, and then you coming back versus New Orleans, at Arizona, versus New England, at Miami, at Chicago, versus Jets, at Atlanta, at L.A., and then ending versus Seattle.
They may get four wins.
Yeah, it's rough. Yeah, Carolina,
they have no
Seattle.
Talent.
God, damn,
they don't have much talent on their team. Mm-mm. They're just not good. I mean, there's really not much to say. They're just not that good of a team.
Yeah, because I'm looking at getting to week eight. I'm like, you can win.
You can win at Tampa and LA. You can win two games.
Because Buffalo can beat you. You know, because if I'm Buffalo, if Buffalo lose, you're like, what's wrong with you, Buffalo?
Mm-hmm. I'll give you the Rams and I'll give you the Bucks. That's it.
Yep.
That's it.
And then maybe, you know, and then Chicago in week 13.
Exactly. But yeah, Chicago and maybe LA again.
Yeah, Miami. I don't know. Because I don't know Miami.
I ain't putting above Miami. I'm sorry. I ain't doing that.
But yeah, this isn't it's not a good look.
We'll see if Chip Kelly drafts another Oregon player in the top five next year.
Be smart. Then moving on to these L.A. Rams.
Los Angeles, yeah. What's happening?
Still don't know yet. I'm still waiting. I'm not sure yet what I want to do. I want to soak it all up for a year, see what's going on. But, I mean, they're here, right down the street, Coliseum.
Oh, it's going to be so cracking this first Sunday.
Man.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't imagine smelling the queue all the way down here.
Oh, my gosh. I know I'm driving-wise, I'm staying away.
Man, yep.
Traffic's going to suck.
Do not go down King on Sundays.
Don't go down King. Don't go down Fig. Don't go down Exposition. Don't stay away from those streets. Stay away from Arlington. Like, stay away from the east side.
Yeah, so
you want to be stuck in traffic.
Yeah. So we got here, I mean, let's say quarterback. I mean, Case Keenum's supposed to start. I mean, they drafted Jared Goff. Clearly the star of this offense is Todd Gurley.
Oh, pfft. Who I said last year coming out of the draft was a beast, best player in the draft, proved to be the best player by far, expect the man to come back and beast again. He is a one-of-a-kind type of player. The man is unbelievable to me. I mean, he played in like games last year and balled.
Yep. So hopefully he comes in, knock on wood, everything healthy. You get the full season. He's running back. You don't know how long his shelf life going to be. So Rams, figure it out quickly.
Got to ride him.
Yep. I mean, wide receiver, you know, they re-signed Tavon Austin.
Yeah.
Kenny Britt. Brian Quick. Nothing stands out. Tight end Corey Harkey. Nothing.
Ain't starting Lance Kendrick?
I don't know.
Oh, man. Oof. Yeah. I don't know what they're doing.
I think it is Lance Kendrick. I'm looking at the wrong thing.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, Lance Kendrick should be starting.
Yeah.
O-line, whatever.
Yeah. It's just,
I mean, they bread and butter is the defense.
It seemed to be what this division made out of, yeah. Although I know they lost some key pieces as well.
You lost Chris Long, but, I mean, they still got William Hayes. You still got Aaron Donald, probably the best defensive tackle right now in football.
Mm-hmm.
Still got Robert Quinn. You got Michael Brocker still up in there. I do like Alec Ogletree in the middle. I think he's going to do some good things. The other two spots, I'm a little leery on. They did lose Janoris Jenkins at one cornerback spot, So that's going to be a question mark. Their defensive backfield really isn't that good, to be honest. Mm-hmm. So, they're going to compete with San Francisco for last in that division.
Yeah, and that's they're giving Jeff Fisher a lot of chances. He's liked by a lot of people. But you're in a new city, got to waiting for that stadium. And I don't know how patient folks are going to be. Like, you've been here, you know, I mean, if folks is getting on, we keep getting on my man over in Cincinnati. He's at least winning division. He's at least winning a tough division. Getting to the playoffs. Now, he ain't winning. Yeah, he ain't winning. But you can say, hey, at least he's winning. He getting there.
Look, man, you saw how impatient Laker fans were when they first had that losing season. You better get it together, Jeff Fisher. That's all I'm going to say. LA fans are not patient. They're not.
Nope. They're not. Quarterback going to do all that. Well, you start off at San Francisco, week two versus Seattle. Get tickets for that. I'm already just already like, let me get a ticket. And then you got at Tampa Bay, at Arizona, versus Buffalo, at Detroit, versus the Giants, week eight bye. Come on out of that, versus Carolina, at the Jets, versus Miami, at New Orleans, at New England, versus the Falcons, at Seattle, versus San Francisco, and then versus Arizona.
Yeah.
So
I would love to get a ticket for the last game.
That last game for sure.
See nothing. Arizona kick their butt.
Because Arizona may need that W.
Exactly.
But it's tough. Yeah. I'm not as bad as Frisco's, but it's still
It's still bad enough.
Mm-hmm. It's still going to be rough for y'all. And then we got the Seattle Seahawks. What y'all up there doing? Y'all ready to get back to it?
We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Wilson.
Yeah, man, it's your team. Marshawn Lynch is officially out of here. And we don't know. Because Thomas Rawls, I don't know. Christian Michael, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
You know, Doug Baldwin had a nice
had a
season.
Great year.
Mm-hmm. Probably come out for more. Yeah, continue to step up. And Jermaine Kearse, Tyler Lockett, just guys. Jimmy Graham, are we going to see more of Jimmy Graham this year?
I think we will.
Because we want to. We need it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that line,
that offensive
line,
God. The man's going to be running for his life a little bit sometimes.
Mm.
I mean, that ain't good. That O-line's going to have to get in sync quick because – Russell Wilson can't just be running for his life. Like, last year was ridiculous. It seemed like every play he was trying to scramble for his life.
Yeah, and that's not going to work. In the NFL. You're going to get hit.
Yeah. For real.
You know, Russell Wilson has had moments where he'll have games where he just gets loose with the ball. Don't want that. But, yeah, you know, this team, it is all about 12 men on that defensive. Legion of Boom.
laying the wood.
Mm-hmm. Led by they backfield.
Yep, still got Cam Chancellor, still got Earl Thomas, still got Richard Sherman. Who's starting the other line? Is it Jeremy Lane?
Yeah, or? Jeremy Lane.
Another one who kneeled during the national anthem. Mm-hmm. Shout out to you, brother.
Still got Bobby Wagner.
Still got Bobby Wagner. Still got KJ Wright.
Cliff Averill.
Still got Michael Bennett.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's still going to be a ferocious defense.
Yeah, the defense is definitely going to keep them in games for sure. Going to make them competitive. I mean, they always going to be in the mix for getting back to the dance for a third time.
Absolutely.
And looking at their schedule, they start off versus Miami. And at Los Angeles. At Frisco, versus Frisco at the Jets. Week 5 bye.
Damn.
And then they hit versus Atlanta, at Arizona, at New Orleans, versus Buffalo, at New England, versus Philly, at Tampa Bay, versus Carolina, versus at Green Bay.
They love putting LA. Them against Carolina, don't they?
Yep. That's the NFC every year matchup.
Mm-hmm.
You versus Arizona, and then you end at San Francisco. So,
not bad.
No, they could start off pretty good, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely going in versus their matchup with Arizona in my week 6. So, they should be good going into the bye. I think the Jets is a nice little challenge for them heading into the bye week.
Yep.
And then they can start getting things moving. I mean, this is... Yeah, I mean, when you're great, they're not giving you the little crappiest teams to play.
Mm-hmm.
Your division ain't no slouch.
It's the softest. Yeah, it ain't the softest division.
Don't see what Pete Carroll can do. Can they get him back?
Yep.
Because these Cardinals is hungry.
Mm.
I mean, and they coming back in full force. Bruce Arians, you know, they was almost there. Almost there when, you know, Carson Palmer, awesome season, hoping for more health, knock on wood, stay healthy. You know, all the talk I keep reading, of course, because we play fantasy, is that running back position. David Johnson, I mean, we saw flashes of him, and now they're like, yo, this dude real.
Yep.
He going to be that dude.
Yep.
You know, they still got Chris Johnson. I mean, he showed. He can still do some things.
They got Andre Ellington.
Mm-hmm. You know, Larry Fitzgerald, the veteran hands of magic, catch anything you throw to him.
Yep. John Brown still got Michael Floyd.
Mm-hmm. So this offense is going to be explosive.
Yes, it is. Still got a pretty good offensive line. Defensively, I mean. They still got a pretty stout defense for the most part. Let's see. Who they got? I mean, you got the Honey Badger. We'll start there.
Of course, Patrick Peterson.
You got the Honey Badger, Patrick Peterson. You got Deion Buchanan at one linebacker spot. I mean, they're making some moves. Mm-hmm. They're making things happen. They added Chandler Jones, so they added a pass rusher that they haven't had in quite some time.
Skillwork. It's scary.
Yeah, so... And overall, I mean, shit, I just love Bruce Arians as a coach.
Yeah, he gets the best out of these guys.
He
these
gets
guys,
that job done.
They want to play for him. They want to give it their all.
Mm.
So, man, that's going to be nuts. Looking at their schedule, ooh, open up versus New England.
Oof, shit.
I mean, hey, no Tom Brady, so you mean take advantage.
Yep, for real.
But that's a Sunday night game. Everybody watching that.
Yep.
And you got versus Tampa Bay, at Buffalo, versus Los Angeles, at Frisco, versus Jets, versus Seattle, at Carolina. So
the last three of that one is tough.
Yeah, week 6 through 8, that's kind of rough. Bye week 9, and you come out versus Frisco, at Minnesota, at Atlanta, versus Washington, at Miami, versus New Orleans, at Seattle, at Los Angeles. So that's actually not bad.
Hey, I expect them to maybe lose one game to Seattle. Maybe.
Yeah.
The other ones are very winnable games.
Very much so, yeah. I think they're in position to really – they're in position based on their record, I mean on their schedule, to get the number one seed in this – in the NFC if they want it. No, it's This schedule, I mean, it's almost out of all of them, it looks like it's the easiest one.
Easiest one, yep.
So that's going to be interesting. So for me, I will say I like Arizona again. Got to come out this division. Do I think they can get 13 again? It's possible. It's definitely possible. At least 12, sure. I think they win at least 12 games. Seattle. I know Beast Mode might be a little rough, but with Russell there, they can still keep the 10 wins. I think they're going to be getting back in the playoffs as well. Rams, I can see them taking the 6-10.
Oof.
And they're 7-9. I mean, 500, that would be great. First year in LA, I don't know. Rookie quarterback.
I doubt that.
Yeah. Frisco, I'm 5-11. Can they be, push? Feel about the same. Just another rough year for them Niners.
Yeah, I pretty much have the same thing as you. Based off their schedule, I got Arizona winning the division solely based off their schedule. Got Seattle bringing it up the rear. I think they will keep it close, though, and push them for the number one spot in that division.
So.
The Rams, I expect them to have like a 5-11. Mm. So they ain't going to be good this year. And then Frisco, I expect them to get the number one pick and pick Deshaun Watson out of Clemson.
Oh.
Boom. I'm already calling it for next year.
Damn. Oh, sorry, Niner fans. I know we got a few out there, man. But okay, yeah. Jay.
Yeah, just keeping it real, man. You know? Hey, you might want the number one pick. Boom, you get Deshaun Watson out of Clemson. Your franchise is turned around, baby.
Yeah, that's what it is. They'll be ready. Unless Colin come out of nowhere, I don't see that happening. I think they seem ready to move on from that.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, that is it, y'all. Previewed all 8 divisions. Things is about to get nuts coming this week. We cannot wait.
We can't wait, folks. Oh, that week one recap is going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm. So, y'all, we're going to head take a quick break. We are going to come back, hop into some NFL news. The injuries just keep on coming. Very interesting trades. More on that. College football is underway. Weekend one hit. Some good upsets, a couple of ass whoopings. And then, you know, we got our segments to get through as well. So we'll be right back. Y'all listen to the Brothers Lame Sports Happy Hour.
Be sure to check us out on blackisonline.com.
All right, y'all, we're back. Brother Lame Sports Happy Hour.
Yes, sir.
So if you want to talk to us, you want to talk any sports, let us know our thoughts, predictions for the West divisions. Look, I know... somebody got something to say. I'm expecting the voicemail next week because that's just how BTG does.
Yep.
Baylor's thoughts on the Raiders.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Ray. Go ahead, Baylor.
Yep, it's going to be on the Why Not podcast segment. I know it's coming.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Trash talk to start. And, I mean, NFC foe, NFC West. I mean, Seattle fans, what y'all think? L.A. Rams fan, what you think? I mean, hit us up. Let's talk about it. Love to hear from you. Via email, brotherslayman@gmail.com. Twitter, @brotherslayman. Voicemail, 323-455-4219. On the website, blackisonline.com.
Hey, hit us up and let us know your thoughts about all these division previews, and we're giving it to you real, and let us know if you're a real fan or if you're a delusional one. Holla!
Mm-hmm. So we're getting back into this football news, and, you know, we had our predictions on the North. I had high hopes for Minnesota Vikings going in, and then, of course, and I mean, the way they made it sound, this is exactly what everybody on that field was sounding like when they saw Teddy Bridge go down.
I mean, they talked about dudes was throwing up and shit. It was so bad.
Suffers dislocated knee and torn ACL in non-contact practice drill. He is done for the season. And I can hear the Viking fans. Son of a just pissing you the hell off. And we, especially John, know he's a Bridge fan. I mean, this is the stuff you hate seeing, especially when it's a young dude. Third season, you know he's hungry. He's ready to prove himself. You're like, God damn it.
Yeah, and I know them dudes from, shout out to the boys at 35th of Kentucky. I know they're like, man. He likes first Sheldon Rankins get hurt, now Teddy Bridge get hurt. Louisville, what's going on?
Yeah, this is going to be make something interesting. And then coming after that, they need a quarterback, of course, like everybody else does. And what they decide to do? Trade for Eagles quarterback Sam Bradford.
Okay. Which was fine.
You know, but you wanted to give up a 2017 first-round pick. And
Nick, please.
Yeah, first off, the first round pick, hell no. And a 2018 conditional fourth round pick. Really?
Man, I'm just like, didn't we see what happened when Indy traded their first round pick for fucking Trent Richardson? Look, man, Sam Bradford has been average at best. I know most people are going to argue this is the best talent he's ever had around him. I will give you that. Mm-hmm. But Sam Bradford has been very brittle throughout his career, has always been hurt, hasn't, and when he has played, he's been average. I mean, to drop a first-round pick, and I know their thought process, which is we're going to be good, so the first-round pick ain't going to be that high anyway, but I'm still not trading a first-round pick for Sam Bradford, man. Come on. That's just 16. First and a fourth.
Yeah, that's a lot. I mean, yeah, first round pick. If I'm giving you a first round pick, this dude need to be like the shit at quarterback.
Seriously.
There needs to be no like question that this is
he can come in and play.
Yeah, I mean, I look, I know he's happy because I mean, I saw well, that. I was like, look, both the Eagles and Sam Bradford was like, wait, they want to do what?
Yeah,
give it to me then. Here. Give me that paper. Sign here. I'll sign it right now.
And Chase Daniel was like, man, fuck you. Y'all going to go with the rookie over me?
I know. Now I was like, let's start him.
I was like, I didn't know about that one because I'm like, okay. Again, I'm old school, so I always prefer the rookie just to the year anyway. But you got to do Carson Wentz, who got hurt the first preseason game. Didn't play any more throughout the preseason and is coming from a Division II school or Division I AA or whatever. I don't know about that. I mean, I guess you want to just throw him in the fire. You're like, what do we got to lose? But my mindset is that's always how you destroy quarterbacks, man, because if they don't play well, their confidence is shot and it's hard to build it back up.
Yeah, and I mean, there's things where this guy feels like he is out the way. I mean, if you're talking about Cam Newton, Andrew Luck, where you're like, okay, this dude is clearly head and shoulder. I mean, I wouldn't put them dudes into like Jameis Winston, even like, okay, this dude clearly needs to start. You didn't draft him to start. You were like, we'll sit him for a year.
And plus, I'm like, Chase Daniel knows the system. He was been with Doug Peterson for a few years in Kansas City. They paid him semi-starter money. It only made sense.
Yeah, what's the rush?
So Exactly. What's the rush? I think I personally feel like they might be getting some pressure from upper management to play him.
Hey, I mean, look, I mean, you got your pick back for the trade. So, and they're like, all right, let's just run. I mean, yeah, it's, I mean, you better get that running game, all that help going.
Mm-hmm. No. Ryan Matthews, you better hope that fool stay healthy.
Yep. So, yeah, that was shocking. Other quarterback news, Mark Sanchez, who was released by the Broncos, is signing with the Cowboys.
Enjoy it.
Yeah, I mean, look, they need some help. I mean, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. They got a veteran. Mark Sanchez can be a backup. Mm-hmm. I know Cowboy fans are just keeping their fingers crossed that he does not have to start any games for
them. Yeah. I mean, that's you don't want that to happen at all.
Shoot.
I mean, with that luck, I mean, you don't – at this point now, most teams, it feels like you might as well have three quarterbacks.
Like, well, that's how it used to be.
Yeah, going with just two, not in today's game. I just don't like taking that chance.
I mean, what happens nowadays most of the time is you'll just have a third quarterback like on a practice squad or something.
Yeah.
And then you can just pluck them if need be.
Yeah. Other trade saw the Browns traded cornerback Justin Gilbert, your number 8 pick back in 2014, to the Steelers. For a 2018 6th-round pick.
Shit. They were lucky to get anything for that weak fool. See, but if Mike Tomlin hopefully can coax something out of him. I mean, the dude was the number 8 pick. He was a beast at Oklahoma State. I don't know what happened. Maybe it was just the aura of Cleveland. I don't know. So maybe him being in a winning organization like the Pittsburgh Steelers will flick the light on for the young man. He's talented, but I don't know. I don't know his desire level.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that either, because he was just very disappointed. I mean, you never know. This is why it's. I do not envy GMs and guys who are in those rooms making those decisions. Because we as fans are always like, how come you didn't pick him? How come you ain't pick him? There is no guarantee.
Nope.
You pick Andrew Luck, and that nigga get hurt, he done. And you're like, well. Okay.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Yeah.
Look, Teddy Bridgewater. You don't know. You never know what happens. And dudes just, I mean, I think they said their picks from 2011 to 2014, all first round picks are officially now off the roster.
Well, yeah, they got Barkevious Mingo's gone, Trent Richardson gone, now Justin Gilbert's gone, Johnny Manziel's gone. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
it's the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah. Well, since we're talking about division, somebody I do want to give some love to are the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'll give you one of these.
Noise!
Because you gave the boys some money. Steelers restructured Antonio Brown's contract, moving $4 million of his 2017 salary to this season. So Antonio Brown is now getting a bump from $6.25 million to $10 million. And all signs point to him getting his new contract next summer.
Yep.
Good.
That's what it seems like. So I'm like, good. Yeah, pay that man. Because he deserves it. Shit. All these fools that'll be doing nothing, running their mouths, getting into trouble, get paid. And this dude who's being a professional, going about his business, balling, best receiver in the league. And you don't want to pay the man? Shit. You better pay him.
Mm-hmm. He's in line. He's showing up. He didn't say, I'm sitting out for camp. None of that.
Nope.
I'm coming to work. I'm not trying to be no diva like the running back or any other your previous wide receivers. I'm coming here to put in some work.
Man, so pay that man, please. Thank you.
Yeah, give him the money.
That boy's got talent.
Yeah, he do.
The NFL clears James Harrison, Clay Matthews, and Julius Peppers of any wrongdoing. As a result of that Al Jazeera report, thank you, Lee.
I figured they would.
Yes. And they said they all met at their respective teams' sites, the interviews were done there. I mean, look, this – you didn't have no motherfucking
issue. My whole issue was, why didn't they just do this in the first place? That was my issue. I was like, why didn't y'all motherfuckers just interview in the first place and get it over with?
Well, I get that you don't want to be like, yo, we heard this rumor – And you're like, yeah, but that. Dude, but it's like, yo, they said it was foul. Well, yeah, but we need to, you know, like, no, I don't feel like, I mean, I get them not wanting to do it. I understand James Harrison, like, fuck Goodell. This is on his wishy-washy shit. Like a little pebble drop, he wanted to jump on this shit, but something else, he wanted to stay quiet.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that, but I'm glad it's done. It's over with. So knowing we don't have this, we don't have Deflategate, we can start clean until Roger Goodell does something in the midst of the season, and which you know he's going to do. I got to discipline somebody. Because now the question, another question, Cowboy DN Randy Gregory. I read he won his appeal. His suspension.
Yeah, I read that it's still up in the air.
Yeah, you're like, ugh. And it's like, if you drop him, then you're like, what the hell?
I read it's not really official.
Okay.
So we don't know for sure yet if it's been reduced.
I was like, what the hell? I was like, damn. And I did see that where they were like, they're still going through it. Like,
yeah, the appeals process ain't over yet.
I was going to be like, nigga, is this back-to-back Cowboys who have gotten their sentences reduced? Who just feel like have problems? Like, okay, can we just get something concrete?
Seriously, if that's all Cap one, I think. It's just something in set in stone where it's like, this is what it is. Can we have a little bit more black and white instead of more gray?
Yes, please do. That's a pain in the butt. And last thing before we leave the NFL, now that we are officially, preseason is over, we're starting the season, how do we want them to handle these preseason games? Because I do agree with everybody else. Four is too many. However, I'm not with zero.
And no, I know can't have zero. You can't have four. So I would say cut it in the middle and bring it to two.
Yeah, because if you feel like this is not for, your veterans aren't playing, your superstars, your established guys, unless they may need a rep, you're not playing them. And people can, you know, we heard, you know, John Harbaugh, who was frustrated at the time with Ben Watson. Like, why do we need these? I'm like, nigga, if your team was 20 people, yeah. I'm like, you start your rosters are like, what, 80-some roster spots?
90.
You start from 90 and have to get to 53.
Yep.
How the hell are you going to judge all these dudes just based on practice?
And that's the thing. I'm like, these guys who are your third string, second string guys do need opportunity to showcase their skills.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily just for that team, but for the other teams around the country who might be interested in their services. So you got to be fair to those guys. So that's why I would say if you cut it down to two, you got one game where, you know, your starters, your main guys can play maybe a half. Exactly, if that, and then for the remainder of that half, and then probably the next game, you look at your second, third string guys, you evaluate them, and then, you know, move on to the regular season.
Yeah.
Now, as far as tacking on games to the regular season, I don't know.
No, that just sounds stupid. I mean, I get it's not the preseason, it's not for money for me. I know fans get to see it, but they're like, yeah, the stars aren't there.
Yep.
So, yeah, if you want to just drop it to two, if you want to do some, like, scrimmage type stuff, okay, because you want to have some, I'm with that, because guys get tired of just hitting each other.
But at the same time, I'm kind of a guy who likes to see, you know, some of these preseason games. I like seeing the second and third string guys, because a lot of the times, those are the guys who end up turning into your freaking, you know, look, Trevor Siemian. Is starting. I mean, Malik Jackson was a fifth-round pick. Danny Trevathan was a sixth-round pick. I mean, these dudes are the ones who end up becoming starters on your team at some point. So I like seeing them because I want to see what I got
as
a fan of my team. Personally, that's just me personally.
Yeah, and I think that also, you know, I've never played the game. I watched it. I seen it up close, all that. You can't just really simulate that. And mm-hmm. you know now with practice, that practice time has gotten shorter, less pads. You know, we already had
not over the same as a game.
Yeah, you already had dudes getting fined for going overtime and all that. So you get that. But there are guys who want, like, you need in-game, I need to get the juices flowing. I don't – sometimes you don't want the first hit or the first real game action to be in game one. You kind of want to get the, like, all right, let's get you warmed up a bit. So it's not like you're starting off cold, because you're starting off cold.
Yep.
If you do all practice, no preseason games, you are using game one to get yourself ready.
Yep.
And with 16 games, yeah, that's a little risky. You even had Tom Brady, who's going to be off four games. He was like, I was glad I got to play some preseason game.
Yeah, I think, and he played in the last preseason game, which is very odd.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, he's like, I want to get him some, you got to get him reps. You got to get him a taste. So, yeah, I hope that they'll do something to drop it. Maybe if they need to, they want to start camp later. I don't know. Something has to change for the preseason games. And do not, if this is all about injury, as they, from what I gather, there is no need to make it an 18-game season. If you're worried about injuries, why tack on two more real games? That's my question. You know, if it's just, if it's about money, then, well, then say it's about money. And we don't really care if these dudes get hurt. You know, but I think 16 is a nice number. Leave it alone. Let's just get these guys to play as many games as possible, healthy and well. And let us enjoy our season, because I know this soundbite is going to be getting played all through the season like it does every year.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate playing it during the NBA season. It drives me nuts. So I know the NFL. I already know. Week one, let me just guess. Somebody on the defensive end going to get out. 28. I don't know who it is. Somebody going to be mad. You're like, well, who's the first domino to fall during the season? I hope it don't look that crazy, but man, I can't wait. Thursday, kick off. I let you know, I am expecting. Let's look at this. Let's get into this. Week one is here. Let's go.
Yes, it is. Thursday night.
Yeah, Carolina at Denver.
Thank you.
I'm expecting Carolina to win that one, actually.
Good for you. I'm expecting Denver to win. I think Trevor Siemian is going to surprise some people. I'm telling you.
He should be solid.
He's going to surprise some cats. That's all I'm going
to say. Other games that look interesting. Cincinnati at the Jets. Oakland at New Orleans. New York at Dallas. Giants at Dallas should be at least very hateful. A lot of hating that. Sunday night game, you said New England at Arizona. And then the Monday, because we always blessed with two games. Pittsburgh at Washington. Not bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then you always get the dud, the second one. Los Angeles at San Francisco. All right. You know, but, hey, you know what? Season started. It's games. That's all that matters. Let's get this thing popped in. Oh, my God.
Yeah, buddy.
Hit him with me, Herm. Let him know.
You play to win the game.
Yes, buddy. Let's play him. Nobody says we on football. College football just happened.
Oh,
interesting
boy.
Week one, man. It was nuts.
Well, they said the most losses, I believe, by a top 10 team ever in the first week.
Wow.
I was like, damn, that's a hell of a statistic.
Man, I mean, the biggest one so far, number 15, Houston beats number 3, Oklahoma, 33-23. The big play was basically a return, missed field goal that basically went 100-some-odd yards. Dude barely kept his foot in.
Yeah, I saw that.
And took it back. You're like, oh, shit. So, you know, like
hey,
I said.
Shout out to Houston. I like that quarterback, Greg Ward Jr. That dude's a beast.
That was a great game. You also had Wisconsin beats number 5, LSU, 16-14.
Let me tell you something. This has always been one of my gripes for LSU. They have these dominant play, like, I'm like, I don't know how recruiting goes. I'm not in there like that, but if I got a back like Leonard Fournette, I'm looking for a damn quarterback who can at least throw the ball. Their quarterback, I think his name is Brandon Harris, he is garbage.
Yeah, they've been saying.
How do you have such asinine quarterback play with such a dominant running back? Like, oh my God, it's like polar opposites. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, Leonard Fournette, 23 carries, 138 yards.
Dude! And what'd their quarterback do? What'd their quarterback do?
Brandon Harris, 12 of 21, 131 yards, one touchdown, two interceptions.
Get the fuck out of here, man. It's just, and now people going to start looking at Les Miles like, oh, he got to go.
Yeah, man, you on the hot seat.
Yeah.
Teammate, you keep disappointing.
Yeah, and I think he was kind of focusing on the wrong things where he was kind of bringing up, you know, Bannon or kicking kid out for doing the Lambo leap and all this. I'm like, it ain't. Let's not worry about these freaking celebrations, dude. Let's worry about the game itself.
Yeah, I mean, really, it's like, stop deflecting.
Yeah.
You got embarrassed, you got to deal with it. I mean, it happens. Even more losses. Texas A&M, it's number 16, UCLA, 31-24 in overtime. Oh, my God, UCLA, come on.
Baylor, what's up, bro? What's up, bro? Josh Rosen was not looking like that dude. I don't know.
No,
there is there's the forget his name, but there's a defensive end on Texas A&M. That dude is a fucking monster. I think it's Garrett Reynolds. It's a Garrett Reynolds. I think that's his name. I forget his name. He's like the next Julius Peppers dude. He's a freaking monster.
Mm.
He's a beast. He was in Josh Rosen's face all night. But yeah, UCLA again, Pac-12, disappointing.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's early, so. Yeah. We don't know. Another upset you had. Texas beats number 10 Notre Dame 50-47 in double overtime. Man, I missed that. I heard that game was awesome.
Shout out to my folk in Louisville. Hey, shout out to Charlie Strong, man. I like him as a coach. He has been getting crapped on since taking that job from Mack Brown. And I was very happy for him more than anybody just because, you know, they were just so – Texas used to just be that school, man.
Yeah.
And they just fell off the map. And, you know, it seems like things are starting to turn around. He wants to get that culture fixed. I know there was a lot of stories a couple years ago about, you know, kicking dudes off the team and this and that. But it looks like he's really truly trying to turn that culture around, get guys that really want to be there, guys that want to keep their head on straight. And that was a very big win for him, for his longevity at that school, to beat Notre Dame. I think they said they hadn't beat them in like 50 years or something like that. It's been a long time. So, shout out to them. That game was awesome.
That's what I heard, man. I was like, oh, I'm going to have to go try to watch that again when it come on.
Yeah, that last run by Swoops to get that touchdown. Whew. Love it.
Yeah. And another top games you had today, Florida State holds on, number 4 Florida State to beat number 11 Ole Miss, 45-34.
Oh, wow. Oof. Mm. Yeah, what my boy Cook do?
Dalvin Cook, 23 yes. carries for 91 yards.
Yeah. Did he have catches?
Well, let's see. Dalvin Cook, oh, shit. Dalvin Cook had 7 for 101.
He's going to be the number one running back in the draft next year. It's between him and Fournette. I could see him going just because he get catches more. But whew, that class next year with him, Fournette, and Christian McCaffrey, shit.
That's going to be nuts.
Pick which one you want.
Yeah,
can't go wrong.
No, the game you had number 18 Georgia beats number 22 North Carolina 33-24.
That's my UGA folk.
Yeah, Georgia trying to keep it up because I mean, look, we know it's one team that makes that conference go.
Hey, and, you shout
know,
out
they,
to
they let motherfuckers know. On Saturday, this number 1 Alabama smacks the crap out of number 20 USC 52-6. Damn.
Hey, dude, that shouldn't even count, man. USC's quarterback play was so ass. Max Brown was whack. I don't know what. I mean, he was a 5-star recruit coming out of high school. He looked like he was still in high school. He looked terrible. It was overall just Alabama just bigger, faster, stronger. It was embarrassing. It was embarrassing. Clearly, you could tell by the score.
Yeah, they said Alabama started their young dude because
they started freshman quarterback. Yeah,
Jalen Hurts, 6 of 11, 118, two touchdowns.
Ran for a couple of touchdowns. Yeah, I think
for two touchdowns.
He was murdering, and he had one where he bootlegged off to the. He looked like he ran off to the side, and he just like cocked back and just launched that sucker, and it was just like, God damn it, touchdown! Like you're like, what the. The fuck?
Man, I'm looking at this. Damian Harris, 9 carries, 138 yards. Oh, my God. 242 yards on the ground to USC, yeah, 64.
They were just chugging it along, dude. Every carry, it seemed like they were getting 4 or 5 yards. You're just like, God damn.
And you put in the second string, and they still whipping your ass.
Nick Saban ain't fair, dude. You give him a legit quarterback now, you're like, oh, shit.
Yep, because he gets everything else. And just like, he going to always ground and pound. I was like, yeah, but then if he get a good, good passing weapons, he's going to throw up points. And then like, yeah, we ain't letting you score shit.
Yep. Oh, Lord.
They just, wow.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
An understatement.
But I'm excited for this game. I missed it. And I was like, wonder what happened in the game? Nothing.
Yeah, you didn't hear anybody talking about the game.
Nope. Ooh, so yeah, you know, college football, it was a quiet weekend out here in college. Like, oof. Man, let's hope week two is better.
Yeah, for real. Go on, Pac-12. Get it together. Mm-hmm. It was Stanford won.
Yeah, Stanford did win. You know, I was like, okay, Stanford got their W. So not bad, and Oregon won as well. So, you know, hey, it's the first week. You know, we're not supposed to panic. However, losses hurt and can drop the hell out of you. I mean, of course, if you're going to lose now and not the second half of the season. But, man, this is going to set some folks back. Some good news in the NBA. Chris Bosh increases his workouts and hopes of playing this season. I hope he does. I hope he gets on. I hope he can play a full season and put this behind him. But, yo, this is – we've been saying this is scary. Miami is going to go on the side of caution, as they should.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, well, I'm going to find a doctor who's going to clear me. Like, that doesn't sound all that great.
It's a touchy subject, man. Mm-hmm. It's very, very sensitive subject. You want to look out for the long-term health of this young man. You know, he really does want to play, but is it worth your life? You don't want to, worst case scenario, and he end up dying on the court. You don't want to see that.
No, so, you don't.
You know, it's a touchy situation. But I'm glad to see it looks like things are improving for him. So that's a step in the right direction for sure.
Yeah, man, I'm happy to see that. I hope he can. Hope he continues. I hope he becomes ready for training camp. Who can come in and get some things happening. Because mm-hmm. Miami needs it. I mean, like, no Wade and all that. He's the highest paid dude.
Yep.
Paid you to be the man. You'd step up. When I saw the Kings sign Ty Lawson to a 1-year deal, I'm like, guess you didn't want Rondo. Ty Lawson, I guess, is going to be the dude.
Well, it looks like it because freaking Darren Collison facing domestic violence lawsuit.
Oh, shit.
I think he pleaded guilty.
Oh, fuck.
Which means he's probably getting suspended.
Yeah, that's probably coming.
Yeah. Good luck, Davey Egger. Jesus.
Yeah, you're going to need it. All right, sir. You had a great one last week, great announcement. What you got this week in our 5 minutes with Grandpa?
All right, 5 minutes. So, just real quick, just extremely excited for the city of Los Angeles to finally get, you know, professional football back in the city. It's been, what, 22 years, I think. They left in 94, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I was 9 years old, literally just really getting into the sport of football and things like that and really learning the aspects of the sport. So it kind of sucked when I was starting to learn it that the team here just kind of upped and left. But nonetheless, they are back now. Good things to see. You know, opening jobs for people in the community, you know, bringing a little more excitement here to the city of Los Angeles. Just really excited for the football season up and coming. Excellent storylines that I'm expecting to see from the football season. You know, these rookies coming out, you know, seeing what some of these unknown guys can do. It happens every single year. You got dudes who you never heard of who end up popping up on the scene and having great years. So I'm just really, really ready for the season to kick off. Just ready for everything sports wise to kick off. Cause you know, this seems to be the real exciting time in sports. Football starting, college football, college basketball is going to be starting soon. NBA is going to be starting soon. MLB playoffs are going to be starting soon. Just a really exciting time for sports. And just really geeked for everything to come. So for all those LA Rams fans out there, football is back. I hope you guys enjoy. Hope things go well. Let's avoid any kind of fights, things like that. Let's just enjoy the season and have a good season.
That's what's up.
Can't wait.
All right. Let's go.
I can't wait.
Which will be featured at the end of the show.
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's get into these awards. I know I have a lot more prepared this week for these these Noice Awards.
Noice.
All right, I got a few. The first one I'm going out is to the hashtag Veterans for Kaepernick. And we said last week it was a lot of hate.
A hell of a lot.
You know, throwing on Kaepernick on, what are you doing? This is a disgrace to the troops and you don't care and blah, blah, blah. You don't love this country. And I read a lot of these. I don't have any to read y'all, but I would suggest you guys go read it. A lot of veterans, not just black, but a lot of veterans are saying, you know, we fight for the right for him to protest and speak his mind. This is what a freedom is in this country. And you can't just have that, well, I don't like what he says, so he shouldn't say it. Like, nope. We fight for the rights for them to save it. You know, you had a lot of them that were like, yo, he's standing up for his right. You know, y'all got my back now. What happens when I'm not in uniform and I'm in this country and I'm black?
Exactly.
You don't have my back. I'm not, you know, you don't have that same level of care. And it was so needed.
Yep.
It was a great, you know, nice, you know, reverse of energy. Like, okay, like they got us back. People do have it. I don't know, you know, I don't need every single football player to now sit down or do anything during national anthem. Just whatever you feel called to do for some action, do it. This is what Colin Kaepernick chose to do. Well, God is back. I'm glad. It's like, look, it just because you love, I mean, it's like, if I love it, I have the right to let it know when it's not doing right. What is this blind faith?
Yep.
You know, like, oh, I love the country. You don't talk about it. Like, oh, you love it? So if it fucks up, you're not going to say nothing, right? You just, whatever, I can't say anything bad about it. No, you can. If you want it to get better. I mean, clearly Donald Trump is clowning it.
Mm-hmm.
So what the hell? So appreciate that. Another Noice Award to Georgetown University for acknowledging its ownership and sale of former slaves.
Oh, and really?
Yeah, they brought that up. They're looking to give descendants an easier enrollment. They did not say free. Didn't hear the word, but they are willing to acknowledge it. I think they're willing to pull a statue, something to recognize the former slaves that they, you know, that they had sold and whatnot. I was like, wow, this is a huge step.
Wow.
In this conversation.
Yeah.
So we'll see Absolutely. To that. Shout out to them. And, you know, this is a law thing, and it can kind of be back and forth, but I'm happy for this news. I got to say it. Michael Dunn gets life in prison for shooting and killing Jordan Davis because he was playing loud music at a gas station. Good for you. Get the fuck out of here.
Now, I read that story. Did it happen, 2 years ago?
Yeah. And at first, he didn't really get... I don't think the sentences was like that.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, then it came out like, oh, he got life.
Good.
I mean,
yeah, I read that story and I was like, man, fuck that,
yeah,
dude.
Look, we already frustrated with cops and, you know, them stepping over their lines when they don't need to. But this is a straight up citizen. I don't like the music you're playing. I don't like how you talk to me. So I'm shooting you in the car. Oh, I thought he had a gun. Yeah, okay. These three kids had a gun. I thought
they had a shotgun. The fuck? And of course, police found no gun in the car.
Nope.
My God.
So, yeah, I was
reap what you sow.
Yeah, you know, you gotta let folk know. Like, if you want no nonsense, you don't want this kind of crap to happen to your kids, regardless of color. Look, you can't use that. You fucked up. You showed your true colors. You killed a young kid because you didn't like their music. What kind of bullshit is that?
Yeah, and it's like, well, he was blasting this rap music. And I'm like, so if a white kid is blasting rock music, I have the right to go and shoot him because I don't want to hear it?
Right, because I told him, turn him down, and he was kind of like, shut your old ass up.
Exactly. Like, and no,
I'm scared.
He might be disrespectful, you know, and whatever, but that doesn't give me the right to take that man's life.
Dude, you're going to be at the gas station 5 minutes.
That's what I'm saying. And you there with your wife?
Yeah, get gas. Leave, and then if you want to talk some shit about black people and all and your stuff, then you do that. But you want to do that. You know what? I'm glad. Good for you. Thank you to them, to them jurors and all that. This is what needs to happen more often.
And as Dave Chappelle said, nighty night, keep your butthole tight.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
The fuck out of here. Woo. All right, that's all I got.
All right. Well, I got a few. First Norse Award. I had to change it real quick because a bar in Florida was offering free beer until University of Central Florida won a football game.
Ooh.
Because I guess last year they didn't. They went 0-15, and the bar was doing the same offer last year and gave out over 15,000 cups of beer.
Wow.
But shout out to UCF who beat South Carolina State. Shout out to my black colleges, 38-0, to break their little, their losing streak. So that bar does not have to, lose any money anymore.
Mm-mm.
Next, Noise. I thought this was a cool little story. Shout out to Florida State who just won. Their receiver, Travis Rudolph, the team was visiting, a local high school in the Florida community. And the wide receiver, I guess they were there during a lunch period and he noticed, a young kid who was sitting by himself, during lunch and he went down and sat with him. Come to find out this young man was autistic. I guess was being picked on a lot in school and, you know, the young man, Travis Rudolph, saw him sitting by himself, took the time and just took the just the small approach to just see, you know, why this kid was sitting by himself, what's going on. Because let's face it, all of us understand how cruel kids can be in middle school and high school. Kids can be fucked up. We were at that point, you know, at one point in our lives as well. So, you know, just seeing this young man, you know, reach his hand out to this young autistic kid who was, you know, in all honesty, probably getting picked on, looked at a little differently because he has autism. And just spending some time with him, you know, his mom posted everything on Facebook for him, and I'm sure that made that kid's day. So, you know, just little gestures like that, I think, are really speak to how much of an impact these athletes, you know, not even just athletes, but just people just being genuinely nice to each other, the impact it can have on people on a day to day. Because when you just look at somebody, you have no idea what they're going through. You don't know what their status is. You don't know what's going on in their lives. So it's just a kid you could look at. You might not know he's autistic, but he has little quirks and things like that that give off that you know, that tell you that he is. And it's not something to be made light of. So I appreciate the young man, Travis Rudolph, taking the time to sit with this kid and show him a good time.
No, it's cool, man. That's cool.
Yeah. So I thought that was cool. And then last but not least, and I know this has been talked about in the past day or so, but shout out to Megan Rapinoe. I hope I'm pronouncing her name right. The U.S. women's soccer player who kneeled during the national anthem to show her support to Colin Kaepernick and what he's going through. She is white. She is also a lesbian. So she completely understands, you know, what I don't think the way she explained it, she doesn't understand specifically what black folks go through, but in order to make any kind of change and push things into the right direction, you know, they have to, white people do have to show some kind of support, some kind of compassion. I'm not saying they flat out have to understand what we've been going through and what our ancestors have gone through, because there's no way they can understand because they've never been in our shoes before. But they can be sensitive to the fact and sensitive to the subject and open their eyes and actually see that what is going on is not right, you know, and there are advantages and disadvantages based off the color of your skin. I mean, it sucks to say that, but it's the truth. When you are born, your skin color can basically tell you if things are going to be hard or if things are going to be a little easier for you. And it's fucked up to say, but hopefully with the things Colin Kaepernick, with the gesture Colin Kaepernick has done, it's really gotten a conversation started that needed to be started. You know, this young lady, Megan Rapinoe, doing the same thing. You know, I mentioned Eric Reed earlier, Colin Kaepernick's teammate. Jeremy Lin, who plays for the Seattle Seahawks, did the same thing during the national anthem. Colin Kaepernick said he's going to continue doing it throughout the regular season. I know, you know, the police in Frisco have been little punk asses talking about they might not give, you know, security or whatever the case may be. Whatever. That's fine if y'all want to be like that. But I do appreciate this young lady stepping up and, you know, supporting, you know, the cause that Colin Kaepernick is trying to do. And I even tweeted out, I know motherfuckers are going to bring up her sexual orientation, the fact that she is a lesbian, and try to probably spin that against her. But, you know, fuck those people. I appreciate what she's doing, stepping up for the cause. And in all honesty, I expect to see more white athletes follow suit, to be honest.
No, that's what's up. Someone, I had the article because I was looking at it too. Some of the things she said, I think it's actually pretty disgusting the way he was treated and the way that a lot of media has covered it and made it about something that it absolutely isn't. We need to have a more thoughtful two-sided conversation about racial issues in this country. Yes. She said, as a gay American, she knows what it means to look at the flag and not have to protect all your liberties. Mm-hmm. It was something small that I could do, and something that I plan to keep doing in the future and hopefully spark some meaningful conversation around it. It's important to have white people stand in support of people of color on this. We don't need to be the leading voice, of course, but standing in support of them is something that's really powerful. Amen, man, to you.
I mean, I couldn't have said it better myself. That's why I'm like, shout out, and hopefully, and I can feel it, and I believe that more white athletes and more white people will stand and understand that this ain't about the military. This ain't about, you know, this is about, this is about equality.
Yeah, it's not, it's about fair and equal treatment. That's it.
Period. So shout out to them and shout out to everybody who is fighting for that cause. Because the conversation needs to happen.
It does need to happen. It needs to keep on happening.
Exactly.
So let's make it happen. Yeah, I love this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is awesome. All right, let's get into this non-awesomeness.
Yep.
I'm keep waiting to hear what you got.
What?
Yep.
What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck that!
All right, this is what the fuck moment. What you got?
Hey, first up, I read an article on ESPN from a gentleman who went and pretty much interviewed different executives around the NFL. And I found some of their quotes to be quite appalling. Mm. One executive, and of course there's no names attached, of course.
Of course, anonymous. So,
of course, one executive source has said, one executive said, called him a traitor. Mm. One executive said he hasn't seen this much collective dislike for a player since Ray Caruth.
Damn.
I'm like, you are equating what he's doing to a motherfucker who plotted to kill his wife?
Right.
Wow. That wow is all I got to say. And then another one said he has no respect for our country. Fuck that guy.
Mm.
I'm just like, and these are executives. Now, the person in the article did mention that there are executives who do support Colin Kaepernick, but I guess they're kind of keeping it a little quieter.
Of course.
Which is not what we need to happen. We need those guys to speak out, especially the executives. But again, you know, so the executive and upper management in football, it's good old boys club. There is a reason there's a fucking Rooney rule that you have to interview minority candidates. There is a reason there's a rule put in that you have to interview them. Not that you know, it's not like they're just deciding to interview black and Hispanic and, you know, Asian, you know, candidates for these positions. They are forced to. And that's a problem.
Yeah, that is a problem.
So, you know, the fact that these damn executives were spewing some of this stuff about Colin Kaepernick, it's just disgusting. And it just kind of shows the mindset of the upper management portion of the NFL. So hopefully, you know, when this is why I'm saying you need a guy like an Aaron Rodgers, some of these white quarterbacks to come and speak out, because when they will speak out, I bet you a lot of those comments will change. Yeah. Next, what the fuck? Kevin Durant. This dude just can't stop doing stuff. And it's not anything big that he did. It's not like he did something major, but he just does little things that are just really starting to bug me. So first it was the Tupac tattoo on the leg. Now this fool got a freaking tattoo of Rick James's face on his thigh. I have no idea what Kevin Durant is trying to prove or trying to do, or is he trying to, you know, I'm going to Oakland, so I'm trying to change up who I am. I don't know. But all this getting tatted all of a sudden and all this other stuff, it's almost like another thing just to draw attention to him. I'm similar, like I said in the last episode, similar to what LeBron was doing last year, where he was just saying shit. We were just like, you almost felt like he was just bitter because nobody was talking about him. Yeah. I don't know what Kevin Durant's issue is, but it seems like he's trying to do stuff so people can, I guess, talk about him in a good way. I don't know, but he's just go and hide, dude. Go somewhere. Go, just stay out of the public spotlight. Like, it's just, he's just got to stop doing stuff. I'm tired of him doing stuff. Stop doing stuff. Just go somewhere. Go home. Just chill. God, it's just
stop
God,
it,
man.
Stop it. I can't chill, take anymore.
It's just little things like that just irk me about Kevin Durant. It's like, stop.
Yeah, I don't. It's like, okay. So are you gonna have a tattoo? Like, are they getting higher? So you gonna have one like right where in your groin area of? Okay, you got tats. All right. Maybe
it's not news, but it's like,
you feeling the cell. You feeling different. I got to do something.
Yes,
yeah,
like
you only need to do one thing. That's all you need to do. Yep. Win. Until you win.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares about your Rick James tattoos and shit. I don't care. I give two shits about you. I know them cats in Oakland don't give two shits about your Tupac tattoo.
I don't care. It's on your thigh. You're going to have your sock up when you're playing the game. I'm not looking at your tattoo when you're playing. I don't care.
I don't know.
If this is going to help bring out some fire in you, fine. If this is what you need, fine. Just bring it.
And last but not least, this was a weird story I saw. Okay, so for those of y'all out there who don't watch Hard Knocks or anything like that, so basically the way it works is when you got an NFL team, you start with 90, and you got to cut it down to 75, and then another round of cuts come, you got to cut it down to 53. So this Washington Redskins player was cut, what is his name? Ejiro Ederain. I hope I pronounced that right. He is a linebacker who was undrafted. He was cut in the first round of cuts. Now, what makes this story so weird is that a random Washington Redskins fan found his playbook in the trash.
Oh, what?
Yes. So this random fan, we'll call him Josh.
All right.
Josh went and was around a hotel area where the Washington Redskins player was staying during training camp. Josh looked and saw a clear white bag and said, what is that in there? There are defensive playbooks here for the Washington Redskins. All of them.
Damn.
So I'm like, normally protocol is you got to turn that stuff in when they cut you for obvious reasons. You don't want people leaking that stuff and then teams have all your fucking plays. So for whatever reason, this guy got cut. Redskins did not do their due diligence and take this stuff back from him. And now you got a random Washington Redskins fan who I guess already spoke with the team and was like, I got it. I don't know if he's like, I'll barter y'all for it. But I got y'all playbook. I can sell this shit to the damn Giants if I want to.
Wow.
I was baffled, like, dude, and the jacked up thing is there's a green notebook and it had the player's name on it.
Oh.
So I was like, oh well shit, you ain't getting a job again.
Mm.
Team's gonna be like, nigga, what, really? Like, I get you ain't on the team no more, but you didn't have the decency to turn him in? Just threw him in the garbage?
Wow.
Wow, I was right. So I was like, well, there you go. There you go, Redskins fans. Them is some of your players. Good Lord. So, Redskins are the Redskins.
Yeah. And then you hope. Wow. That's a new one. I ain't like, you just.
I've never heard anything like that before. Because they always show, you always turn it in when they cut you.
Yeah, I'm just like, that's did he just get word and was like, oh, fuck it. I'm not coming in.
I don't know.
Because I don't think they tell you by phone.
No, they tell you up front.
Yeah, so I'm like,
They normally tell you to bring your stuff.
Yeah, they didn't have a guy go with it. I don't know.
Notebook, bring all that.
Right. I mean, I know.
For this exact reason.
Right. I know it's almost 100 dudes to keep track of, but yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, let that shit have fallen into the damn Cowboys or Giants hands. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Scorpion 75-0. You know every play y'all running.
Oh my god! Now what a leak, and then you can't blackmail because it's gonna get leaked.
Yep.
And now you know the Linda Lee gonna get involved, and you ain't gonna get
shit. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. Be careful, man. Josh, yep. whoever Josh is, be careful.
Yeah. That's all I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all I got.
All right. So I have a few. Let me start off with at least some of the sad whatever. First off, RIP to G. Wilder. I was sad to hear about that.
Dude.
Come on, man.
Walker?
Yeah, Willy Wonka.
Him and Richard Pryor. Oh, my God. Hear no evil, see no evil?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Oh, what's my movie that I love? Blazing Saddles.
Blazing Saddles? I got Saddles. That on DVD.
Hilarious. Right, classic.
I mean, just
Young Frankenstein. Oh my, come on.
One of the greatest, man. One of the 2016, man. What the hell?
Yeah, and I read somewhere. Well, I heard his nephew was talking, and I guess he was going through. They kind of kept it under wraps because he said they would go out to eat in places. And he said kids, like little kids, would see him and light up.
I can imagine, dude. And he was like, really freaking Wonka.
Yeah, and you're like, I don't want to put this out there because I'm not trying to ruin these kids. You know. Lies and dreams. I was like, wow. So that was sad to see.
Yeah. You know,
prayers to his family. It's hard. Yeah. So he will be missed. Also was sad to hear Craig Sager undergoing a third bone marrow stem cell transplant in 3 years. I hope he lives as long as possible, man.
Yeah.
Them fights are scary.
That sucks.
And man. I mean, that just shows you how strong he is, man. He ain't giving up.
And Sager strong.
Yep, he's gonna he believes in himself, and that's what's important.
Yep,
and I believe in
him. Gotta have that fight in you.
Yep, and then now we get into the ugliness. Ex-Stanford swimmer Brock Turner released from jail after serving only half of a 6-month jail term. What the fuck?
That shit seemed like yesterday.
Yeah, he just got it, and then like 3 months. Oh. I'm out. Now.
And I hate that they keep referring to him as Stanford swimmer. Convicted rapist sounds better.
Yeah, he's got I think he has probation. He's going to be registered as a sex offender for life.
He better be.
What I did hear in a conversation we had yesterday for the break, that a lot of the neighbors have come out and really protested this.
Good.
Like, so I'm like, okay, good. Because, you know, if it's us, as we see, you know, we ain't shit. We the lower than gum on your shoe. You know, but when one of them, they don't say nothing. So the fact that people are coming out and actually, like, calling this dude out, that I love.
And I've tweeted to folks, man. I'm like, this kid, you know, I'm like, fine, judicial system, you want to let this little kid out early? That's fine. His life is never going to be the fucking same.
Nope.
Everywhere he goes, he is going to be called a rapist. He is going to be chastised. He going to have to be confined to his house because he comes outside. I'm sorry, but if I'm a father too, especially to a young lady, oh, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
I got words for you. I got words for you. So, I know his idiotic father made the statement of not ruining his life for 10 minutes of action, but his life was ruined for 10 minutes of action. Your son is never going to have another normal life, ever.
Nope.
And honestly, doesn't deserve to for what he did.
No, you did some foul shit. You ruined somebody's life for 10 minutes.
Yeah, you ruined that young lady's life, man. The fuck?
And then you're going to be like, oh, well, I shouldn't be putting, okay, then, you know.
You want to do something, bitch, ass, yucca.
Yeah. And I hope that judge gets disbarred, man, for real.
Yeah, I'm like 6 months, and then what's going to happen is when the next one comes up, and you know it's going to be a person of color, they're going to get like 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, okay, yeah, now you want to correct it.
I mean, look, I fucking Damien, Darren,
Sharper.
Darren Sharper, I was upset for what he got convicted for, and he got 18 years. I thought that nigga should have gotten life. At least 50 plus years.
No, but 3 months?
Yeah, but 3 months, that's sickening, man. Yeah. That's sick.
Yeah, man, that's crazy. So, yeah, I know they put out there they want police to be watching them. Look, dude, you fucked up. So,
you better get cops that ain't got daughters.
Yeah, that's that night night. Keep your butthole tight.
Well.
And my last one, I know this is coming out. This is right back on this Colin Kaepernick, but I saw this and I had to put this on here. Rodney Harrison apologizes to Colin Kaepernick for saying he's not black. I saw that. I was like,
he didn't know.
Damn it! God damn it!
I'm tired of this.
He didn't know.
If you didn't see Kaepernick with the afro, I know all this whole cap so black and all, you know, so a lot of that to me is a phase, because every black people were loving Cam Newton last season. Oh. Then his comments came, you know what? I don't like you that much anymore. So yep. I know right now, black folk got Kaepernick back. Could be a phase, because he may say something dumb and y'all back off it. But I'm like, wait, you were on a football show. Colin Kaepernick and during that time, this is not that long ago, Colin Kaepernick was a Super Bowl quarterback.
What did Ron Jaworski say? Potentially the best quarterback ever.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Colin Cowherd, most unguarded player ever.
Mm-hmm.
You look at this dude, I'm like, okay, there's no way you cannot find out. If they're going to say he was adopted by white, if they tell you, yo, there was this kid who was adopted by white parents, you're like, okay, I'm going to assume the kid is not white. Then you look at Kaepernick. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, now you're going to pull that, and then this is this color shit. Like, so the only black people you've ever seen in your life are dark-skinned black people. If anybody,
and in all honesty, Rodney Harrison isn't, like, super dark.
No!
That's the ironic part about shit. He ain't dark.
Like, oh, my God. This. Well, he don't know. Like, how can you... We already say when it comes to money, you can still get treated like a black, like you ain't shit. Money don't save you. And you know, it's like, well, it's the color thing. Like, dude, you can tell he's probably mixed or full black or just light.
The like, funny thing is you've been up there with fucking Tony Dungy. Tony Dungy hasn't made any kind of comment notating that Colin Kaepernick is African American. Really?
Like, wait a minute. Are you telling me that you thought that there was this white dude who was able to run and pass that good at that time? Mm-hmm. And you're telling me they're not putting him above Aaron Rodgers? You get a white quarterback who can do what Cam Newton's doing, nigga, he is the greatest thing ever.
Yep.
Give me a white LeBron James. This dude is being championed all over the damn place.
He better than Jordan.
Come on, man. Come on.
Yeah, when he pulled the I didn't know, I immediately called bullshit. You know what? I immediately called bullshit.
At the point, I'm like, dude, are you still on this show? Because if you're not, I'm at the point I hope to take you off. You're starting to get falling in that Charles Barkley where it's like, you know what? I don't really want to hear you talk.
What did you look at the picture with him and his adopted family and be like, well, he's white. Like, clearly he went different than all of them.
I don't think he went through the same thing I did. Like, okay, so.
When Colin Kaepernick said he did.
Yeah, it's like because
because people asked him, reporters asked him, and he specifically went over situations where he was basically racially profiled.
What the fuck are you talking about? I get it in our community where, I mean, you can say Tupac said it best, the darker the flesh, the deeper the wound. If you're a person and your skin happens to be, the darker it gets, the more likely you are going to be treated like shit. However, if you are black, you're probably getting treated like shit, period.
Yep.
You know, oh, I'm light-skinned. That's going to help me out. Do they look at you and see a black person? Then you're getting it.
Yeah. You fall into that category.
Right. And so what you could say is because I look black, but I haven't had the amount of racial profiling and stuff that maybe you had. Are you telling me I'm not black?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so because I wasn't handcuffed and thrown on the motherfucking ground by a white cop. I'm not black. Shit. That's what you telling me, Rodney Harrison?
I've had myself racially profiled by police. That shit is not fun.
Right. I mean, you because like, because you don't think somebody ain't called me a nigga to my face. They haven't non-verbally said that.
And in all honesty, my get up when you come in. I hope my soon-to-be son who's here never has to experience that.
Right.
But I don't want him to experience something like that.
I don't want him to, but of course we got to prepare them because it's like, look.
Of course.
And they're going to ask questions because they're going to see it. Because clearly we don't want to talk about it. We just want to ignore it. Act like it never fucking happens.
And I don't want him to experience that. And just because he doesn't necessarily experience it does not make him any less of an African-American male.
Nope. And he's going to ask. So, not to tell him, when you get older, hey, there are some things you need to know about mm-hmm. being a black man that you're going to have to deal with that are probably uncomfortable. I hope you don't deal with it, but let me just tell you about them anyway.
Yep. Have that little one-on-one conversation.
Mm-hmm. Just so you know. I mean, and I thought, I was like, you know what? I'm going to stop doing this because I know I did it with Stacey Dash and some people that ain't black. I mean, just this shit get on my goddamn nerves. Like, damn it. Oh, so then it's going to be like, well, because he ain't poor, he ain't black. Like, so you feed into the bullshit and then get mad when people stereotype you about it.
Hmm? Can't have it both ways.
Yeah. You getting it.
Here's what it means you need to shut the fuck up. That's what I do. I would fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
I mean, come on. Come on. Let's get it together. And you know what? Jonathan has been at, he's asked for it. So on the way out, we had, I'm going to play his joint for him.
Everybody want to be a nigga, but nobody want to be a nigga. How about
Thank
that?
Thank you.
How about that?
About that. Man, I've been waiting for that soundbite for years. Yes. Let it be known.
There you go.
That's to Paul Mooney.
Shout out. Right, let him know once again. Thank you for tuning in, taking the time to listen to us over here at the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour. Chris and Jonathan, brought to you by the Black Is Network. Make sure you are subscribing to us, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, SoundCloud, anywhere you can find us. Make sure you're checking out the other shows on the network. The Black Is Break, aka The Break. Last 2 weeks, we've been getting in on these police discussions. Had our homie who's in LAPD come in. We've been chatting him up. We've already gotten two segments of this conversation so far. Really good stuff. So I encourage you guys to listen to it. Very eye-opening. Like we said, we over here just trying to get conversations going, trying to fix some things. So make sure you guys check that out. And of course, turn my headphones up and give you that bump, something to listen to.
Yes, sir.
If y'all want to get at us directly, you want to support us, reach out to us, any of that good old stuff, you can do so. Voicemail is 323-455-4219. Email thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. Twitter @brotherslayman. Facebook, Black Is Magazine. And make sure you're checking us out at the website, blackisonline.com.
Yeah, definitely check us out. Shout out again to Mama G for the 5-star review. You people out there, you know, whatever you feel we deserve, whatever you think your heart desires, you know, please let us know. You know, hopefully we're giving you that good content. We want to keep providing you guys with good quality. If you did enjoy the show, definitely let us know any way possible, and we'll definitely reach back out to you. For the first time listeners, definitely want to thank you guys for just checking us out to see what we're about up in here in the happy hour. For the long time listeners, definitely want to thank you guys for hanging out with us for the long haul. For the medium sized listeners who are in between, thank you guys very much as well for just hanging out with us for the time being. If you enjoyed the show, go ahead and tell everybody, tell all your loved ones, tell your mamas, your daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. Tell your dogs, cats, chickens, ducks, roosters. Let's see. Well, shit, it's almost here. Go ahead and tell all your football fans, Bronco fans especially. Tell your MLB fans, we about to get into playoff time. College football fans, tell them all out there. All your NBA fans, let them know. Season around the corner. College basketball, season is around the corner. Man, we about to get this party started. Tell everybody about the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. And we have been your hosts, Chris and Jonathan, where we're giving it to you strong and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
This is holla!
Yeah!
To the lover. To the lover. In you. In you. In you.
Leather in the summer, silk in the winter. This is such an art, where do I begin? Used to sing tenor in the church choir. Really, I was flexing, but the girls, they were fine. I'm the type of guy that noticed subtle signs when I cuddle mine. She ain't even trying to look sexy, but even if she was, so what? Motherfucker, grow up, don't mean to be so abrupt, but that lets me know that she's a human being, and being human's hard on the boulevard. Girl, you got it bad. Glad I'm not one, but yet you got it good. You are the hot one, but I'm Andre, Benjamin Andre to be exact. You'd hope to meet a gentleman one day, well this is that. In fact, Dookie introduced us at a show about a year or so ago, I don't know. Mind slips me, I'm in the southern states, you know, where all the pimps be dressing all boogie and carrying ugly cups. And yes, you're getting booed if your shit do not get down. And yes, you're getting sued by women who didn't get up out their seat on the bus. And feet shouldn't rust, and beat is a must, and we shouldn't lust, but we do. I'm laughing at the calendars and clocks, Ascot to match the socks. What's in your speaker box? Pink and blue. You're lollygagging. You're slow poking. You got me open. You're playing with me. Darling, I'm not a toy. As if Anita Baker brings the joy. You're a kinder, the tiner, meaning the real McCoy. I can't wait.
I can't wait. I can't wait. No, can't wait. Ooh, baby, come on. Got plenty.
Then I'll dial another date. That means find another face to replace, cause I can't wait.
This is dedicated to the lover.